Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
There's a granny who 100% agrees with schools finishing on the 18th. Teachers have done a brilliant job on the front line. They need a break to relax for an extra couple of days before Christmas. And she goes on to say, granny here would like a break too from childminding and enjoy the run-up to Christmas. Well, that's a negotiation you'll have to have on a local level, I'm afraid. Now, despite this year's lockdown, knife seizures have continued to increase. And for every 6 knives seized by Gardaí, one is taken from a child aged between 12 and 17. And the question some are asking is it time for longer mandatory sentences to be handed down for possession of knives? Well, our reporter Brian O'Connell has been looking at this for us. And Brian, tell us first of all about the recent statistics around all of this.
Yes, good morning, Claire. It's an issue that's come to the fore, I think, since the Celtic Tiger days, when the prevalence of knives used in violent assaults seemed to increase. Now, the Irish Times this week reported that knife seizures, for example, have increased again this year, which is a little bit baffling because of the lockdown. And as you said, one in six knives are taken from children aged 12 to 17. So between 2017 and last year, seizures increased by a third, and that trend looks to have continued this year. The Irish Times also quoted Garda sources saying there was a concern in the force that young people, mostly boys and young men, we have to say, were carrying knives for reassurance after being victims themselves, or they feared that they were going to be targeted.
And we have first-hand evidence of that now, because you've been speaking to one young man about his experience with knife crime. This is someone who's been to prison, he's had his issues, but he's in a good place now, Brian.
I met with 30-year-old Cork man Jamie O'Keefe. As you said, he'd had issues around addiction and crime from quite a young age, but thankfully he's sober now. I thought what was very interesting, Claire, was that when he was a teenager, he says knife crime wasn't as prevalent as it became in his mid to late 20s, and he's only 30. So he himself was the victim of multiple separate stabbings, as we'll hear. I asked him first just how prevalent knives were when he was a teenager about 15 years ago.
It was rare, you know, it was shocking if it happened, you know. And as them years kind of grew out, into my mid-20s, I just seen the progression of knives then. I suppose I think it starts because people have fear in them, you know, and when they hear one or two or three fellas carrying a knife, then they're like, I'm not going to go in case he's a knife, so they'll carry a knife. And I think that's where it's after growing from, you know. Everybody's so afraid of the fella with the knife, they carry it in a defence mechanism. You know, I've been stabbed multiple times, you know. You know,
where were you stabbed?
I was stabbed in the head, and above the lip, above the eye, in the back of the, behind my ear. I was stabbed, six times in my back, once in the leg, and just one or two, couple of times in the head. All just different objects. Some were knives, some were bottles, some were slash hooks. They're carrying a knife to be cool, I'd say. A big factor of it's to be cool, because I remember growing up when I was a young fella, you know, some fellas were keeping knives because they look cool, you know. And all it took really was just to take one of them out, showing off, after a couple of drinks and a couple of tablets, Xanax or something. You mix drink and Xanax, like, you will kill someone and not even know you do it. You will definitely be, you're capable of doing it 100%. And I think it just happens from there. They carry it to be cool, but then when they're under the influence of drinking drugs, they have that Dutch courage, fake courage to use it.
So that's Cork man Jamie O'Keefe giving, you know, a very honest account of his experience around knife crime. Now, I did ask him about the changes he's seen in the last decade and a half around the ubiquity of knives on the streets and in violent clashes. This is some of what Jamie O'Keefe had to say.
Mid-20s, it started getting more popular. That's kind of, even when I was started, kind of, when I got my wounds and scars, it was getting more popular, you know. I've often ran in to a fella with a knife in his hand, you know. I wasn't thinking, you know, I was on drink or drugs or vodka. You don't think.
And what's it like now with the young people you might come across from time to time?
Like, I see young people, like, they're coming a lot more anyway, definitely, you know. There's where when we were young, it was groups of five or six, you know. Maybe a gathering of 10 or 20 in the park, but there was a lot of, maybe if there was fighting, it'd be done with hands more than anything, you know, and it's forgotten about. No, young fellas, and it's not just that, it's the influence from music, it's the influence from what's happening around the world. They're kind of fantasising about being bold and bad, you know.
So it's not that much of a leap then to put a knife in your pocket?
No, not at all, you know, and they're carrying them, and you know, they don't care, like you're caught with a knife, you're years in prison, like, you know.
Do you think that the law is strong enough or robust enough?
I think they're fighting an unbeatable battle, to be honest, because everything is multiplying. Girls need to multiply as teenagers will multiply, you know. It's just kind of, it's a race between the both, like, you know.
So Jamie doesn't think that the law has much of a role to play here, Brian, but you spoke to one TD who disagrees.
Yes, and, you know, just to say, Jamie is doing very well now, 20 months into recovery. He's got a painting and decorating business, a very talented artist. But yes, on the issue of tougher sentences, like, many TDs have been raising this issue in Nadal. If you go back the years, several Fianna Fáil TDs when in opposition raised this issue, and there is some cross-party support for some kind of action. Yesterday, for example, Fine Gael TD Neil Richmond, he was raising the issue with Justice Minister Helen McEntee in the Dáil. One of those also raising it was Cork North Central TD Pádraic O'Sullivan, and he raised it with the Minister of State Responsibility for Law Reform, James Brown. Now, Deputy O'Sullivan wants to see longer mandatory sentencing, as well as also bringing in an amnesty for knives that people may have at present. I met him yesterday.
At present, our mandatory sentencing allows for up to 5 years for possession of a knife. I was hoping that that would be considered to be extended up to 10 years. And also, I questioned him about the possibility of a knife amnesty akin to what's happened here in the past in the 90s and also what's happened recently in England.
So how would that work?
Well, I suppose many of these crimes, as Deputy Brown commented that day, are committed, you know, by kitchen knives and things like that. And I don't propose that we obviously, you know, go around every kitchen in the country and take those utensils. But I suppose more exotic blades, you know, the likes of samurai swords, things like that, that you would hear in the newspapers that are used for criminal activity.
And the mandatory sentencing up to 10 years. I mean, for an 18, 19-year-old, that's pretty much most of their young life.
Yeah, well, obviously, that's an up to 10 years, you know, so it would depend on the case, it would depend on the crime, it would depend on the intent. There's actually a recent study done where many, many young people quoted they're actually carrying the knives for their own defence. And that probably is true in some cases, but I suppose the message needs to go out. There needs to be zero tolerance.
Do you think your colleagues in government will listen to you?
I'm hoping so. I know the Deputy Jim O'Callaghan had a bill previously before the Dáil. It fell with the last Dáil, where he did ask for the increase as well in mandatory sentencing. So I know that there is, you know, support there for it. And look, it's something I hope to bring again before Cabinet, maybe in the new year. You know, I think it's something that should be considered.
The notion, Brian, of longer sentences, is there any evidence that that works?
Well, that's a very good question, because I spoke to Dr. James Windle, he's a lecturer in criminology in UCC, and I asked him if long sentences would work, and this is some of what he had to say.
No, not at all. No, we know they don't work. And we know zero tolerance doesn't work. For a start, zero tolerance is very difficult to police. Zero tolerance can actually be counterproductive, because for the police to be effective, they need legitimacy in a community. When they go in using this kind of zero tolerance approach, they can often lose that legitimacy. Zero tolerance, increasing mandatory sentencing, increasing the sentence from 5 to 10 years, it's going to have very little impact on the young people carrying knives.
And I know you're not a legislator, but what would your advice be, James?
If we want to reduce violence in general, we need to reduce inequality in our society. Okay, and I know this is a hard sell to politicians, but we do. We know that reducing inequality will reduce violence. Now, I suppose at the next level, you've got these young people that they're tough and they're difficult to work with. Okay, like, I know they can be difficult to work with because They're trying to portray this tough image, okay? But underneath, you know, they're kind of scared and they just want someone to mind them. So you do need more people working in the community and trying to reach these young people and trying to give them kind of some more pro-social outlets and people that they can connect to, give them those pro-social relationships.
That's criminologist James Windle. So, Brian, have you any idea if the government is likely to move?
Yes, I asked the Department of Justice and Justice Minister Helen McEntee yesterday if there were any plans around this. Now, I got quite a lengthy reply, which I'll tweet a link to. But in essence, they point to the fact there's been a drop in hospital admissions for knife wounds in recent years. They say there are no plans to change legislation around mandatory sentencing at present, and that the advice around an amnesty, which was raised by Deputy O'Sullivan, they say it wouldn't yield any significant benefits. I'll tweet a link, as I said, to that full statement.
Great, Brian. Thank you very much. Brian O'Connell there. Coming up, we're going to be finding out why the greyhound industry was awarded additional funding yesterday.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.